You may be seated. Thank you. Viewers all over the world, I want to say thank you for your time. And God's time is the best. So this is God's time for me to see you and to attend to you. Thank you. We shall be going straight to the people that are sick. As time goes on, the Lord will tell us next line of action. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please, usher, allow. I do. The Bible have said it already. This child is destined to cause the rise and the falling of many. Many who are what? Who are to cause the rise of many who appreciate him, who knows him as a prophet, to cause their rise, but the falling of those who are, who, well, a lot of things are going on, I don't know, like we are here now, many are out there, we lay people that are coming from other country, forcing them to accommodation, telling them different direction in front of the church there. So I know many of you must have gone through all this before enter the church today. Where are you going? Where are you going? Forcing you direction? I don't know. So why many as we are, you see people sitting down, different ID cards, go this church, go that church, looking for people to their ministry and all that. They're pretty well. So you have listened to this old man with that appearance, I don't know. Having money TV, calling people to come and wash for, but and yet he has a different what? A different motive. So I don't know, so we don't need to talk about that. You don't fight for God. Lead the battle for God. God has been fighting for me right from the beginning. This is why you will not hear anything from me. If you slap me, I'll just say, okay, thank you. I know my God will fight for me. Say all sorts of things, whatever you say about me, about the ministry. Sometimes I pretend as if so. Say this, that. Say, okay. It's all about Jesus. Since it's all about Jesus, not about me, not about my effort or my knowledge or my gift, it's all about Jesus. Okay. Well, he has been taking care of that. He has been fighting for me. What? So this is it. But it's a pity that a lot must have been deceived We have many of us here today. Anytime there is healing going on, you see them crying. When you ask them, why are you crying? People are receiving healing and you are crying instead of you to jump and thank God. You hear from them that, I wanted to bring my mommy here and I was deceived. And this woman is late now, just a simple thing. You hear different story, just like that. What? I don't know. So I don't know. So we just, it's just like that. I don't know. So you don't leave your battle for God. But it may be very difficult. At beginning, you know, at the beginning of this ministry, it was so bad. The image out there, even when the Emmanuel, you will not answer. So, but we just leave the battle for God. But at the end, it's only sweet. Beginning may be very tough when you leave your battle. Say, I know God is fighting for me. At beginning, it will be very, very tough. As if all is. But as time goes at the middle way, you begin to see the fruit of your labor. It's sweet to leave your battle for God. Tell your neighbor, it's very, very sweet to leave the battle, your battle for God. You just pray as if all depend on God and begin to walk as if all depend on you. Tell your neighbor. I say, you continue to pray as if all depend on God. I say, pray as if all depend on God. But walk very, very hard as if all depend on you. It has been like that. Just like that. It will look at the beginning as if you are cloud with dark. You'll be doing good and people will give it a different name over there that you are doing bad. You smile, people say you are sad. You are happy, people say no, there is sorrow. They are very, very good in propaganda. Because they have numerous people out there, but you with God. Propaganda, they are very, very good in propaganda, going to tell black men, name calling, give you name, paint you black. Very, very good. And there are millions, trillions. And it's a business now, professional business, to spot people's name, to give you people different name. People are taking it as a business now. It's a professional job. Going out to spoil your name, pay people money to destroy your career, to give you different thing entirely, to paint you black. It's a job now, it's a professional job. In the past, this was not a professional job. People trying to do it, you say you have to hide to do this. But now, it's a professional job. So, you just leave the battle for God. Just. But thank God for the blessing God gave us, Emmanuel TV. Beginning, there were nothing like Emmanuel TV. As God walk here, people give different name there. But right now, people are seeing it live, direct. People sit at home. As I'm talking now, people are watching. They just want to say, is it live? It's live. So if somebody now tell you that, no, he said this, you say, no, this is what I heard. This is the battle out there now. The battle now is quite different from the battle in the past. The battle in the past is, he said no, and they take it. But the present battle now is, he said no. People say, no, he said yes. I was there. I heard yes. They say no. He said no. I was there. They are now fighting the Pharisees and Sadducees. That is the argument now. No, I was watching. I recorded it. I heard him saying no. They say no. He said no. He said yes. No, it was no. No, it was yes. This battle is very hot. But they always overcome because they recorded it. This live, they heard it. So, this is it. So, this is it. It's just like that. So, it's, I know what how much they have destroyed many of us here. Many people here, a lot they have done. Don't give up. I say, don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. I can hear you. Hold on and keep fighting. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Hold on and keep fighting. That is a good fight. Say, they lie against me, they lie against me, they lie against me. This is very bad. This is what they want. Hold on and keep fighting. Go fight. And that is beauty. You know, I said it last Sunday that is beauty in our journey. When you are going and there is something there to push you back, you move something, push you back. That is beauty. The beauty of that journey is that. That will make you to value the journey and also make you to value the achievement. By the time you go through and you think what you have gone through, what you have encountered, it will make you to value whatever you achieve. That is sweet. It's very sweet. It's very sweet. So when you sit down and just think of what you have gone through to just achieve what you have achieved. Escape dead, escape accident, blackmail, name calling, a lot. Lying, and you at the end, you are there. You gorgeously hold that victory and cherish that victory so much. Are you with me? When you see someone who is toy with victory, that many people they toy with victory when they are there, you see them living a reckless life. Clubhouse, smoking, drinking, going out when they are very rich. Doubt that achievement. That achievement is not going through processing, the right processing. That achievement is not going through what? The right processing means good, bad. Good, bad. Today is good, tomorrow, bad. Today is good, tomorrow, bad. If you go through all this processing to achieve this gracious achievement, you gorgeously cherish what? The victory. You see many marriages today. When you hear people say, hey, I'm going to quit the marriage, I'm tired. You begin to ask, maybe they are coming together is outward appearance, outward qualities. Maybe probably the ladies, probably saw the handsome, the beauty, money, fame, popularity. Maybe probably that is the cause of their coming together as a husband and wife. Anything can break that marriage. Anything can break that marriage. If artwork quality is the basis of coming together as wife, husband, forget. They will soon what? Tell me. They will soon separate. But if coming together is as a result of what looks seems beyond human comprehension, from the heart, just heart, just heart, the love from the heart, the love from the heart, you have decided. Nothing can break the Lord that bring you together. Only him that can go separate you. Not situation, not name calling, not someone came to say, ah, your husband is a criminal, can't you know, this is the picture, we caught him. Say, no, I'm not interested in the marriage. Situation will never break marriage that God bring together. Challenges will never break the marriage God bring together. Trouble would never break the marriage the Lord bring together. It's not possible. Even death. If death comes, that cannot separate that marriage. Can't you hear what Paul said? What can separate me from the love of God? Every love of Christian is love of God. Whatever love Christian express, because our love see beyond hatred, see beyond trouble, see beyond challenges, see beyond condition, beyond. So if trouble come and you have the love of Christ, that love will still stand. Trouble will not say, no, I'm not love you again, because you are a criminal. No love. No, that is not love of God. Only God, the Father of love. So that is it. This is why you keep circle of life. You keep coming round and round and round and round and round. Someone you hate, you separated from last 2, 3, 7 years is your friend today. If you knew that this man would be your savior, you would not want to separate from him. But because you have selfish love, material love, classic love for people. Look at politics today. Everywhere all over the world, Africa, Western world, America law, America politics, all over. Look at the politics play. We have seen where a man will say, this man is a criminal, he's the criminal, we can't vote for him, but when he won the election, he's the one that also wants to be the Minister of Western Affairs. So where are we going? Love of God is the answer to your what? To your problem. Just love and see whether you will not be healed. Just love whether you will not be delivered. You just need love of God. It sees beyond what? Hatred. If I spread the love of God to you, I will never separate from you because of trouble. Unless God say separated. No matter the trouble, trouble will not quit me from that love. Because if you have trouble with me and I quit from you, What of tomorrow? If you are now there to be the one to help me, well, what would I do? I will still come back to you. And this is what has happened today. People you see as enemy today seem to be your savior tomorrow. And people keep going back to their former friend, your former friend, your former politician friend, your former businessman, your former this, even married. The woman you say, no, I'm not interested in the marriage. You see thousands of people are going back again to remarry them. That is even in marriage. The people they have quit, no, I'm not interested in the marriage. They are now forced to go back again to remarry. Business. So, me, I don't know what you people are talking about. You say somebody is bad, unless God say the person is bad. Because God can use any foolish thing to humble anyone. You that say now, very humble, very arrogant, very arrogant. You just find yourself stealing a property. By the time you finish stealing the property, you say, ha, what pushed me to this? I have a lot of money. Why should I steal? But because something has to humble you. It may be sickness. When you become so arrogant, that sickness will just come. What you don't look at, you will now begin to look at the past, the thing. To humble you. After you have finished humble, the sickness is gone. Look at how many of you today, many things has humbled you. You that used to count money, you are now become a beggar. Someone you say you will never greet is now your savior. A lot of things has humbled you. A lot of things has humbled you. Many of you say, I will never come to synagogue, but you are the one sitting in front now. And you are able to tell a cameraman, please, camera me. When we start dancing, some people will be doing. They want their people to see them at home, that I'm here. And these are the people that say, over my dead body. Can you see? We keep eating what we have vomited, like a dog. You know dog? When dog vomit, they will never eat that. But we vomit today, we eat what we vomit. This is life in our business. Till you say you will never go there is what you are doing now. A man you say you will never talk to, because he's in position to help you, is now you are going there. You vomit and you are eating your vomit. Why? This life just very embarrassing. So me, I know this right from beginning of my life. When you curse me or you abuse me, you lie, I will not talk. I will be looking. Because I'm afraid that you that hate me now may be my savior tomorrow. Yes. When people stand to say, TB Joshua is devil, this is like all sort of thing, you bear, you lie against me, whatever you do, I will not talk. I will be looking at tomorrow. Not now. The fear I have is, if you are bad now, if you are very bad now, very, very bad, even if you are worse now, you may be the best man tomorrow. If I now begin to wrestle with you and we fight beyond repair, if you are not the one there for me tomorrow, how will I approach you? But you have done a lot to fight your enemy, fight those who are fighting you, trying to do all sort of things. People insult you, you insult them, you take you to court, you sentence them to prison. Many are here today, their husband, many of their husband are in the prison. Many are here today, many of their wives are in prison. Many are here today, their housemaid, they have imprisoned them. Many are here today, their staff working with them, they have imprisoned them. The Lord, if you look back of what you have done and what you have done, you have many have imprisoned their Savior tomorrow. Tell your neighbor, many have imprisoned their Savior tomorrow because of wrong. Because of wrong the person have done now, they have imprisoned their Savior. The person you imprison is your Savior tomorrow, and is in prison. Look at it, Lord, check yourself. Your staff, what they have done is bad, we agree. They might have committed crime, stealing, destruction in your company, destroying a lot in your company, but you sent them to death or in prison, some even dead. But these are the people God wants to use as a savior for you tomorrow. No matter how bad the person is now, tomorrow is something you don't understand. Mystery you don't understand. But because you are claiming your right, oh no. This man insult me, embarrassed me, stolen my property. You sentence him to prison. But the same man is your savior tomorrow. You will need savior tomorrow and is there. It could be savior to your children tomorrow. This is why the Bible says, forgive those who have what? You say, when you want to say, Father, forgive me. Have you forgiven those who have wronged you? You say, forgive us as we forgive those who have what? Hey, this is what it meant. Father, you say, forgive us as we forgive those who have. The condition is you have to forgive them before he can forgive you. So the condition is these people that are wrong today, even the Bible, the book of Galatians said it. It says if you have caught someone in act of sin or mistake, you caught somebody stealing. You say you should restore that person gently. To restore somebody back is to counsel the person, to talk to the person, not to judge the person. Because if you turn to judge, who will judge you on the last day? Anything I fear most. If you say, David Joshua, what do you fear so much tomorrow? When I say tomorrow, I mean next. See, if I turn by the period I will turn here is tomorrow. What I mean? I fear. Now, I'm not fear now what I'm looking, but I'm fear what I'll see next. Because you own now, but God owned our future. You can tell God now, leave me. God himself, you can say, No. Please leave me. But nurse is there for you. To join your action you display now. You can look at God now. If you see Jesus now, you can look at him and slap him. Now, you can just say, bam! But nurse is there to judge you. If there's anything I fear, it's nurse. I will not use Fusho, I will say nurse. Say, if there's anything I fear, nurse, tell your neighbor. I fear the nurse. I say, okay, you, I don't fear. But nurse, because of that, if you hit me, I would just, because I don't know that you that becoming worse now may be there for me. I've seen, look at Paul, look at Saul, look at the Lord. We have seen a lot happen. We have seen a lot happen. You have seen your servant in the office, later became a leader. You have seen someone who came from your village and you received him, you house him, you clothe him, you take care of him, there, and then, before you know it, 10 years, 15 years, he become MD of the company. Becoming someone your children too are now run to for help. Somebody who came from the village, a little boy who came from the village, or a little girl, and you were there as a father in the city, and he enter, you receive him because it's your family. You say, oh, what do you want to live, where do you want to live, and you now begin to use him as your housemate or houseboy, gardener or whatever. Before you know it, he has lucky to enter school, just a primary school. Before you know it, before 10 years, 15 years, before you know it, he become a leader, governor, president, and now there to help you and your family. Now it's over to you now to begin to complain. Go and meet him. I was one hosting when he came to Lagos. When he came from the village, I host him, I clothe him, I send him to school. Go and meet him. You are now turned to prayer warrior. Now you need to pray, God. This boy, Peter, I host him, I receive him, I clothe him, I send him to school. It's not the millionaire. God, I'm going to meet him now in his office. Whatever I say, God, enter his heart. Ha! God will enter his heart. When I speak, let him listen. I need $1 million. It will just sign the check for me, your housemate. By the time you are going, you fast. You move towards the office. You are about to enter the office. You know, as MD or leader or governor, you have protocol. First, security will ask you to sit down. Where you sit, you start telling the security, how are you? Say, fine. It's my son. When he first came to the village, I was the one who... I was the one who hosted him. 1919. And the security will now say, hey, you host him? They say, you now try, maybe you had some picture, very, very wonderful, when he was very small. You bring out the picture, this is him, this is me, this is him, this is me. Ah, it's true. Wait, let him go and tell them. The security now move. Tell the senior security. His close family want to see the governor. Okay? What time say? The senior aide to the governor, because they walk by directing. Please! What's your name? You are Sark. Which family here? We are talking of protocol. You are talking of somebody brought somebody from the village. Will you be able to say it to the governor? So these are the story. Fairness. Tell your neighbor. I can hear you. Because if you don't fairness, you will learn telling story. Tell your neighbor, if you don't fairness, you will end up telling story. If some people, if they are telling story, many of us, you have time to tell the story of the president, the secretary general, how you start schooling, how he was a junior to you, how you used to help him, how you are the first student, how you are a senior prefect, how you are there, people will be listening. Those who are listening, when you finish telling them, by the time you turn to them, they don't. Because I don't want to tell story. I fearness. If I see a little boy coming on my way, I don't want to know his background, whether he's rich or he's poor, because God is always on the side of this poor. Because you know, they don't have nothing, he's always on their side. Poor, poor, those little children, when I just see them, I always be careful. Because one of the things, I will need to tell you people why I'm always careful of the nest. Do you know Jesus can just come as a person to do the test, to test your faith, to see how strong you are, how you are? Like in the church here now, like we are here. He will just come and put on the rag, very, very poor rag. You are not expect people to wear to the church. He will start his test from the security. Please help me. I want to worship. If security is not in the spirit, we say, please, before I open my eyes, find your way. Please, come on, find your way. And we are here for Jesus. The same Jesus we are here for is the one he's chasing out. What next to call? What next to call? If you chase Jesus away, what next? That is it. Many of us, you are in the posh car driving, somebody will just come and say, please, I've not eaten this morning, help me. You look at it. You don't know that the Savior you are calling is the one that tells you, help me. You don't know. You don't know. You will now say, I can save you, come. Savior of the world, come, just like that. No. No. He has no beginning, he has no end. And he has no beginning of what he can do and what he cannot do. After the prayer here and whatever we are here for, it is time to test your faith after here. And that test take 90% mark. And here, just take 10%. So that is the why whatever we receive need to be examined by test. When you just live after the grace, it is time to test your faith. Even the test of faith starts from here. That is the beauty. Nothing come for nothing. Nothing come by watch. Chance. You should be ready for test. To test your faith. Do you mean what you are saying? Do you mean what you are doing? Do you mean what you confess? And today, Jesus, I'm a sinner, come into my life, enter my soul, and wash me with your precious blood. All this, are you actually mean it? So test will confirm whether you mean it. A test will confirm whether you mean what you are confessing. That is what I mean. You don't see me. So look at the gentleman now. He's here with walking stick for healing. You know, I don't know where he's coming from. A lot of journey he has gone, he has passed through many churches, but here the question I used to ask myself, why here? This is to test my faith. Not that I'm superior, not that I'm better than every other person, but come to test my faith. And to test my faith, I have to be very just. To be just is to do as Christ wants us to do then. Pray, we are given that grace to pray freely, and you have to pray for him freely, and you have to ask him, thank you, and greet him and give me a kiss. And pray for him and say, are you okay? Call the evangelist, take care. If you need money, maybe he has spent all his money. Now he's here. If you don't help him financially, he may return to the war. And whatever you have done for him is waste. If somebody that has spent all his fortune has no money, and is here, he has spent money on this sickness, and later he's here. Now he need to eat, he need to go home, he now turn to beggar again. This is temptation again. That could lead him to lose his miracle. So please, ask him if he needs transport. Ask him, let him come next tomorrow, let us interview him. He has to, keep fighting good fight. Whatever we can do to support him, we have to. Not him giving us money. He giving us money with this sickness, he's giving all his own sickness. And I don't want sickness. If this man now, if you ask him, if this man is having money, if he has money, and you ask him, okay, you need to pay $100,000, immediately he will give you. But that money is not from his heart. He is giving you on condition that he may receive money. That is sickness exchange. If he will bring it, is it 100,000? Okay. It's not from his heart, because that is not offering. But he's given me on condition that he wants to be healed. So it's like a changing sickness with money. He'll give you money, and he give you the sickness. So, two, you know the reason why I will not collect money directly from you. That is my principle. I will not collect anything directly from you. If you want to give, just go and drop it in the bus or anywhere. And I don't want to hear you telling me you have given 1 million, one this. God, you give. If I don't collect money from you directly, you know these evil people, they like reward, honor. Thank you. They want to be noticed, they want to be known. And if you don't give them that chance to be noticed, to be known by General Overseer, and General Overseer will not notice them, will not know them, they will not give you. Their reward is to be noticed. Their reward is to be known. Their reward is not kingdom of God. They know they go nowhere. But their reward is in this world, and that reward is to be noticed, to be honored, to be respected. there is a way we can eradicate corruption in the worship places, in the church. Eradicate this is easy, simple. General Basia, don't have any link with anyone who want to give you money. Don't even know them. Don't let even allow them to mention it to you. They will not give you. Yes, they will not give you. Because if I'm taking money out of corruption or killing, stealing, destruction, the person I will give must honor me. Because that is my reward. Because God will not honor me. If God will not honor me, you I'm given to respect me, honor me, and give me my position. But you that God inspired to give, you will not even want man of God to know. You will not want him to know. If God inspired you to give, you will not want him to know. Because you will not want to hear thank you from him. That thank you from man of God, it will affect the blessing of God. God is a rewarder. He reward man of God himself. He reward you. So the reward of man of God is meaningless and it affecting if truly God inspire you. So that is more reason why many of you want to see me one on one. It's always difficult for you to see me. Because I always pray, what does he want to see me for? Does he want to give me money? Or a gift? Or what? I always put in my head together and say, ah, what does he really want to give me? And if you give me and I reject it, you will not like it. And if you give me and I reject it, you will not like it. So, where are we going? The way out for you is so simple. And you are destined to be great. No, I'm telling you. It is that greatness that is pushing you up and down. Go this way. If you are not destined to be great, you will not come here. But you have not achieved that greatness. But something is telling you that you are head, not tail. And if you are head, not tail, but you are not yet head. That is why you are here. There are many of you that God just wants you to know what it is to be suffered. Because he wants to take you high. Because if you know what it means to be suffered and you have now achieved that greatness, you will take care of those who are suffering. The challenge of the world today, greatest challenge we are facing is simple, all over the world. 99% of those who occupy position of honor, riches, fame, all over the world, they don't know what it means to be suffered. That is why they cannot take care of those who are suffering. And it's a disaster. So I think that is why it's not difficult for people to get there. Position of honor, position of fame, position of best man in the world. It's now very, very difficult. It's thorough now. The Lord knows this, that people have to go through to know what it is, to sleep in the dark, to know what it is, to be sick and at the point of death. Know what it is to face hardship. Know what it is to be lonely. Know what it is to be called names. Know what it is? To be in prison. Know what it is to go through tribulation before you achieve the position of what? The position of honor. If you are there, you know what it is to be sick, what it is to be poor, what it is to be in prison, to lie against you, and you are in a position of honor, you want to take care, you want to help people. Because you remember that I was once in that position. I was once in that position. I was once in the position. When you see somebody who is suffering and you have so many, plenty money and rich and fame, and you are in that position, you have gone through it, you say, oh my God, you'll be crying every day. You want to hear. You want to hear. Even governor, minister, president, at least once in a month, they should visit prisoner. There are many people there that are there on account of what they know nothing about. And they have sentenced them to life in prison. People crook story, put story together, and they imprison them. And they imprison them, life imprisonment, and they know nothing. They lie against them. But when you enter as a governor, visit prison, and ask them to get you a table there, out of tight schedule, you are able to call them. I want to see people that have been sentenced to life imprisonment. And they say they are 100. You say, okay, I want to see them one on one. You see them. What is your case? What happened? Why you are sentenced to life imprisonment? Tell me what happened. If you listen to some of their story and you follow it up, you establish the truth and you save them. Many have been killed on account of what? What they don't know anything about. So there's need. So this is why people like us here, people like you, you are here, you keep trying, struggling, you do business, failure. And you cut for business, instead of them to give you, they give another person. Not that God does not know. God wants you to pass through disappointment so that you know what it is to be disappointed. In case you are becoming rich, you can feel what those who are disappointed, what they are feeling. It's not too late. It's a matter of God just wants you to be strong. It's better, it's good to be strong before you become victorious. I thank God that I passed through all this. Yes, without even looking at my age, as a young man. But it's good. You will trust in authority, not majority, if you pass through all this. Because you only trust in majority. To trust in majority is to trust on so much on people to help you. Instead of running to your prayer room, run to God and pray, and God will now be the one to say, go to this person, go to that person, go to that person, they will help you. God will choose those who will support you, not you choose them. He has his people, and he knows his people, and he will show you his people. So please, I said I will not talk, I want to pray for people, but I think each time I come out and I look at your face, oh my God. You know, when I was here, I said, no, we want to go straight to the sick people, we want to attend to sick people. When I say I want to attend to sick people, the faces I'm looking, oh my God. Many faces look like devil. Like, I was afraid. I said, these faces are not, I can't just leave these faces and say I want to pray for the sick. I need to counsel. You need counsel. You need cancer, something you take home, something you meditate over, something you go and pound on. And you need it. You need it. You need it. You need it. Look at there are champions all over the world. How many of them run the race to the last? Our champion today, they end bad. Riches, the richest people all over the world, many of them end bad. They end to be poor people before they die. Champion in all areas of life, they don't end well. Why? And the beginner is not the owner, but the finisher. Champion don't end well again. They don't end well, champions. They don't end well. And God does not want you to be like that. He doesn't want your journey to be like that. He wants you to end well. To end well is to train you through trial, disappointment, appointment, failure, success. You have to pass through all this. Be strong. You have to be strong. Forget about your age. If you are getting too old, God can add to your age. You achieve what He wanted to achieve. You always sitting at home, you look at your age, you mark your age, I'm getting old now, I have not achieved this, I have not achieved that, I have not achieved, when am I going to achieve it, is it at the age of 70? Forget about that. Which kind of age are you talking about? Which kind of age? There are two age. You know one age, the other age you don't know. God know. The other age is age you will leave this world. The age you know cannot tell you when you will leave this world. There are two age. The one you know when you are born. The other age is with God. When you will leave this world. So anytime you sit down and you are counting your age, remember the other age you don't know. That is more important. You know what you leave behind when today is your last day on the earth. What you would leave behind is more important than what you claim to achieve. Think about that, the other age. Two ages. God owns age and your age. You are celebrating your own age, but God's own age is there. So, just be happy. Be happy. And give thanks to God. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, Jesus is good all the time. It's good to you. It's good to you. It's good to you. So it's not too late now to now begin to think. You just have to start as a new baby. There are many things you don't know, like this relationship I'm talking about. Little thing, fight, disagreement, lie. Hey, it's a 419. Today I quit. It's no longer my friend. No. Situation should not break your relationship. Challenges should not break a relationship. condition should not break the relationship. Let God himself quit. God himself is the father of relationship, should be the one to quit you. Leave the relationship, not this wahala that's happened. There's many people you run for now, they are the, many of them are the one head of all over the world. They are the leader. You say you run for them, you know them from beginning, but suddenly they are the one, the head now, the leader all over the world. Many. You look at this bank, by the time you look at name, you'll be very surprised that, these are the people I run for. They are the owner of the, even the owner of your company, and all of that. So, God's way of doing things is so mysterious. You have to be very careful. Even where you are working, no matter what happens, either they cheat you, they demote you, don't because of that quit. You need to ask God the direction. They may demote you, they may take the junior one and raise it above you. They may cut your salary to two. Don't because of all those, quit. You need to examine what has happened. God can use any foolish thing. When I say foolish thing, these are the bad things, to try to address you. And if you are given a sack letter, you just walk into the company, you have never done anything, and they hand you a sack letter, just smile. God is still saying something. What can God say through a sack letter? Yes, remember those who are still living and those who have died. The richest people in the world today, the owner of the company, BB Company, if you ask them what led them to establish and led them to have their own company, it was a sack letter that was given to them. If they were not given the sack letter, they would have not discovered themselves. I have some good example. This Imani TV is the first satellite, if I may say, in Nigeria here. But I want to give you some story. When I was airing my program on some channel, I don't want to mention any channel, even a nation, national, one of the national channel. Because of me, they banned the miracle in Nigeria. Just because of me, not because of anybody. And they told me, miracle was banned. And they said, I would like to show my program. They say, just talk. Jesus is law. And I removed all my program from all the channel, all the station, and I went to the mountain to pray. God said, yes, I am aware. I want you to discover yourself. I will give you a channel called Imani TV. Imani TV. The name Imani is too long. That is what I said to myself. I now purposely change it to Squan TV. I say Imani TV is too long, but I heard it clear. Imani TV. I said this Imani TV will be too long. How will I write the whole Imani TV? And I look at all the channels. It's either three letter or four letter. But why my own will be all so long? Can you see? That is human. And God said, Imani TV. Now I now change it. I now went to register Squan TV. First month, they were showing this channel was really Squan before. First month, second month, in the vision, I suddenly woke up in the morning, sitting around 2 a.m., and the clouds changed in the room, and I was being warned that when you wake up, change this name to Emmanuel TV. This is instruction from God. We started wrestling, There's no way we could do in Nigeria. I have to go to another country because there's no law, there's nothing like machine, there's nothing like technology to do it. We have to travel to another country. That is how Emmanuel TV started. If I was not quit, will I discover myself? And is the most popular channel, Christian channel, all over the world. So, when that disappointment comes, God is speaking through that to you. He said, don't cry, don't lament, don't despair, don't worry, even sickness. I know a lot of mistakes we have made in the past, in terms of marriage, in terms of business partner. Even in terms of business, you invested in the business and the whole thing went bankrupt. It's not enough to quit. Because bankrupt is not God. Only God has the right to say, quit. Don't get frustrated at all. Like I have said last week, this war is unstable. Tell your neighbor. I can hear you. Yes. You are walking on unstable world, unstable ground. It's unstable. This is why the Bible says, in this war, there will be trouble. There will be tribulation. And this is why he said to Peter, I pray your faith will not fail. Please. That shows that some challenges, situations that will come to shake you. Because this war is unstable. I know, right, but you are working in this world, it's stable. When something happens to you, you know it's not stable. What do you expect from a place that is not stable? You will about to fall, and if you are not strong enough, you will fall. But if you are strong enough, you will unbalance. You are not in heaven. You are in this world. So please. And if things are smooth, going smoothly, and no challenges, it's not good for the whole trouble to come in a later day. Because there will be no strength to surmount it then. This is what many of you. You have brother that is helping you. You have a rich man. You have authority. They are helping you. Your brother is governor, your brother is president, your brother is senator. You are very strong, your brother is a rich man. They keep helping you. When you want to fall, they will help you. When you want to dribble, they will help you. You can just sit home with phone call and get what you want. I'm afraid. I'm afraid when they will not be there for you. I will continue to pray for you and take this counsel. Take it home and extend my greeting to your children, your junior one, those who are not here. Say, T.B. Joshua said you should greet them. With this message, help me greet them. With this message, help me greet them. We are now finding ourselves in the war. We cannot tell our children, go this way. Because you don't know way again. You don't even know the way to success again. When you too, you are not on the way to success. When we are not a road map, and you are now showing the road. Are you a road map? So that is why it's so difficult for our children now to follow our instruction. They look at you, they pity you. Sometimes they're supporting the house. They are the ones supporting the house. They are the ones counsel you. Then where is the instruction? Where is the name Momo? Where is the name Baba? Father. What is the meaning of father? The world has turned to that. So extend my greeting to them and tell them that, look, Jesus is our Father. Amen. The only legacy you can give to your parents now is to show them the way to the Lord. I'm telling you, your property, they are no longer legacy. Your wealth, they are no longer legacy. It's like your wealth, your property, your money, your houses, your deal, you write a will, you want to will it for them. It's like you are willing trouble for them. Clap in your hand. Listen to me. Don't clap. Don't clap in your hand. It's not a matter of I've not said anything to be praised. I'm saying those property money in the bank, you are very rich. You want to will it for your children? It's like you are willing trouble for them. Because yes, the only will, whatever, show them the way of the Lord. Let them achieve it themselves. Where is that way? Where is the way? And so let's start our prayer. So, come on. Ankle dropped. I cannot walk, and I have pressure, hypertension. Man of God, have mercy on me. I'm using crutches. Man of God, please help me, sir.
You listen to what you say? He said Amrabah shot him, but he has not told us what he has done for the Amrabah to shot him. He only tell us one side story. Whatever he might have done, maybe, I don't know, Amrabah shot him. Where? I don't know.
C'est un bandit homme de Dieu. Aide-moi.
Man of God, please help my friend. He need help. Please. He can't walk. Please.
We are asking a question. A friend came out to say, my friend, help my friend. So he's your friend or your boss?
He's a friend.
Okay, not your boss. You must be a good friend. I say you must be a good friend.
Yes, sir. We just met on our way coming here.
Eh?
We just met on our way coming here. We just met on our way coming here, and I have to help him.
He said what?
He said he just helped him on the way coming here.
You just helped him?
Yes, we met from Ghana on our way coming here.
You don't know him before?
No. Then. Yeah.
Oh, God. He said they just met here and they become friends. That was very good. But after the healing, you people may stop friendship. You may not continue the relationship because of the situation in the town.
I didn't mean it.
Because you see, what I'm saying is that I say after the prayer, maybe the gentleman start walking, they may stop that relationship because of situation in the town. Because if this one is in the East Pole and this one is in the North Pole, they can't communicate. Even to buy credit is very difficult. The relationship may end there. That's why I say situation may end the relationship just like that, when they will not be able to see or reach themselves. Okay, thank you.
Sit on the OVG Edmore.
So you came from Ghana?
Ghana.
Oh, my God. And you believe Jesus loves you?
Jesus loves me, sir.
How do you know that Jesus loves you?
He died for my sins.
Huh?
He died for me, my sins.
He hates sin and loves sinner.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
So he still loves you, but that sin he hates.
And you know within you that he loves you, that's why you run here. And whatever we are talking about for your salvation of your soul.
Yes, sir.
How will you respect that principle now?
I have to remain faithful and truthful, Jesus.
You have to become,
remain faithful and truthful.
You have not been faithful before now, but it's now you want to establish your faithfulness. Okay, thank you, brother. Sure. Thank you.
Voyons l'homme de Dieu en train de prier pour cet homme qui est venu de Ghana. Mais sa jambe semble souffrir d'une fracture. Utilisant deux béquilles car il ne peut pas marcher. Et utilisant aussi une brassière.
No, just remove this. Hey! Okay, it's fixed to the shoe. Okay, remove the shoe. The camera, please come here. Okay. Okay. Stand up.
L'instruction de la justice pour enlever cette jambière. Il y a comme support à l'intérieur de sa chaussure. On renforce le premier pas.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Man of God, I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. I can walk now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Voyons remercier le Seigneur.
Can you hear?
Man of God, help. With chronic sleep apnea. I'm battling to sleep at night. I need the machine. I've been battling with this for 10 years. It's caused trouble in my marriage. Makes me difficult to handle my business. Please, man of God, help me.
Sanidad en el nombre de Jesús. Ese señor que tiene problema de respiración.
Laissez tomber au sol après que l'homme de Dieu prie pour lui.
Remove it first.
Voyons utiliser cet appareil respiratoire. Il semble souffrir de l'apnée nocturne.
Thank you, Jesus, I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, I'm free.
Remercie le Seigneur.
I can breathe now. Thank you, Jesus.